Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called DIY Rodent Control Tips for Rochester. You know that feeling when you're lying in bed at night and hear mysterious scratching in your walls? It's like having the world's tiniest, most unwanted roommates. But don't worry, today I'm going to show you how to evict those furry squatters using proven techniques that work especially well in our Rochester climate. Let's start with the number one way these critters get into your home, entry points. Think of your house like a fortress, but instead of defending against armies, we're stopping mice that can squeeze through holes the size of a quarter. Walk around your foundation and check for any gaps bigger than a pencil width. Pay special attention to where utility lines enter your house. Those spots are like rodent highways. Got gaps? Steel wool and caulk are your best friends. And don't forget about that garage door seal. If it's worn out, it's basically a welcome mat for mice. Now, let's talk about what's bringing these uninvited guests to your yard in the first place. Imagine your property from a mouse's perspective. Those unsealed garbage bins are like all-you-can-eat buffets. Fallen fruit under trees? That's dessert. And that pet food stored in plastic containers? Might as well be a neon restaurant open sign. Switch to metal containers and keep those garbage bins sealed and away from your house. Here's where we get strategic with defense zones. Motion sensor lights are great because rodents are like tiny burglars. They hate being in the spotlight. Create a 2-foot gravel barrier around your foundation. It's like a moat for your castle. Those tree branches touching your roof? They're basically rodent ladders. Trim them back. And while ultrasonic deterrent devices won't solve all your problems, they're like having an annoying teenager's music playing. Rodents would rather hang out somewhere else. Let me share a quick story. Last winter, I worked with a homeowner over on Park Avenue who couldn't figure out why mice kept appearing in their laundry room. Turns out there was a tiny gap where their dryer vent met the house, barely visible to the human eye. We sealed it with copper mesh, installed a proper vent cover, and boom, no more mice within a week. Here's your homework. Take 15 minutes today and walk your home's perimeter. Look for any gaps or cracks at ground level and stuff them with steel wool. Trust me, this quick task can save you from months of dealing with unwanted houseguests. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.